Well, we're going to turn next to the death of Liam Payne. The One Direction singer was part of one of the biggest boy bands of all time, selling 70 million records and attracting millions of loyal and sometimes obsessive fans. But he's died at the age of just 31 after a fall from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires. A short time earlier, the police had been called by a hotel manager who was worried about the safety of a guest who appeared to be drunk or to have taken drugs. Liam Payne, who leaves behind a seven-year-old son, had been in Argentina for a concert by one of his former bandmates, Niall Horan. These fans in London gave their reaction to the news.
To be honest, it's quite sad because I grew up with One Direction and he's kind of similar to my age, and he was also a dad. I'm a mom of two boys. But it was horrible. The entire thing's horrible. And when he's our generation and he grew up with him, it's just been a really sad and ominous day, I think.
I thought it was incredibly sad for his child, basically. And I think that what those boys... I think the fame at such a young age is a very, very difficult thing. And I think that those boys have managed it in different ways. And so I thought it was very, very sad.
It was really shocking. And it was it was a shock when I read the news and heard about it from others.
He was so young, I think 31. I just feel like that's so young to just be gone. So it's just so sad.
Let's talk now to Lucia Chalakian Herrera, who's a reporter based in Buenos Aires. Lucia, thank you for talking to us. What's now known about what happened yesterday?
Hello, thanks for having me. So far we have not had any news from the official reports, nor autopsy or toxicology reports. We are still waiting for the justice to file that information. It is still under investigation. There have been some information, especially over media and social media, that reported that, in fact, Liam had been involved in some disturbs that happened right before the accident. So the hotel owner called the police yesterday before it happened, and he said that there was an aggressive man potentially under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and that they needed some help. So what we know is that he was taken upstairs right back to his room by the hotel personnel. He was at the lobby at the moment. And shortly after the police arrived, they said that they heard the noise of the body falling into the internal patio. So that's what we know about what happened so far. We yet have to confirm through the reports if, in fact, there was drug or alcohol abuse. And now what we know is that fans are gathering around the hotel, that they've set up a vigil last night. Mourners have been coming in and out since we heard the news yesterday, singing, bringing flowers, bringing candles. Argentina has a huge One Direction fan base. It was a very important boy band here in the country. In fact, Liam was here in the country because he had come to see a show of one of his former bandmates. So it is obviously very shocking news to a lot of young girls and kids who really liked the band and his work.
Are we likely to get more information about what happened in the coming hours, Lucia?
Hopefully, generally, the toxicology reports take a few days. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to file that today, but we should hear at least something about the autopsy in the hours to come.
Lucia Chalakian Herrera, thank you very much for joining us on the line from Buenos Aires. For more now, we can speak to Irish independent music journalist John Marr. John, can you put One Direction's success in perspective for us? I mean, they were enormous.
They really were, Rachel. Actually, if you rewind 10 years ago, they played 3 sold-out shows in Croke Park in May 2014. They were absolutely enormous. Their first 4 albums went into the number 1 in the US, which was unheard of for a British boy band. I mean, it's the kind of success globally that Take That even didn't enjoy. And they were enormously popular. There were 5 albums in total. They all were chart toppers here, as well as Britain. there were multiple tours. And the curious thing about them is that they weren't even the winners of the X Factor in 2010. They finished third in the groups category. So anybody watching television then, watching that series, probably thought, well, we won't hear much about them in future. But they actually turned into one of the biggest selling acts of the 2010s. And they were very prolific as well in a short space of time. I mean, Liam Payne was just 21 when they played Croke Park, and there were four albums under their belts already at that stage.
I saw a description of them earlier as the first real stars of the social media era, and I was also remembering an interview I once did with Niall Horan's dad. He spoke to us on Morning Ireland when I think they had their One Direction had their first number one album in America, and one of the things that struck me from that interview was the way he spoke about how hard they all had to work, and that basically every second of their day was accounted for.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the it seems so glamorous superficially, but all these manufactured bands in particular tend to have to work horrendously long hours and tour relentlessly, go back into studio. The cycle continues. We saw that with Justin Bieber, with Britney Spears. We certainly saw that One Direction as well. And when they split, there was a sense that they had just given their all in terms of productivity over that point. And of course, like so many boy bands, there was a splintering happening where people, individual members, wanted to carve their own paths, but they worked ferociously hard.
Fame is often difficult for people to handle, but fame at the level experienced by the members of One Direction must be very challenging, especially when you're so young, and they were very, very young.
Well, just to put it in context as well, when Liam Payne first auditioned on X Factor, he was just 14. He was advised by Simon Cowell to return in 2 years when he was 16, and that's when he was assembled with the other four for One Direction. So there was enormous fame from the start, and that can be really difficult to handle, particularly as we've just talked about, when the pressure is relentless and the workload is ferocious. It can be very difficult to get a sense of who you are. One has to credit people like Niall Horan for being able to stomach that enormous pressure. But for other people, they're not so lucky. And Liam Payne had demons. He had very significant problems with alcohol that he had tried to cope with over the years. He had been to rehab a number of times. And I think the fame was something that was quite difficult for him to handle.
I think I've heard many people say today about how Niall Horan, really, he's just a marvel that he's coped with everything so well. As a solo artist, how would you describe Liam Payne's career?
I would say disappointing. I mean, he had to sit and watch two of his bandmates, Niall Horan, but mostly Harry Styles, go on to enjoy enormous success. I mean, Harry Styles is a superstar now. You know, he played the Aviva Stadium a couple of years ago. He's also an actor of renown as well. Liam Payne was good at collaboration, but there was only one album from him, LP1, which came out in 2019. It got bad reviews on the whole, but also it barely scraped the UK top 20. Considering the kind of success that he would have enjoyed previously, that was a bitter pill to swallow. And that's also very challenging when somebody has this extraordinary fame and then the spotlight sort of comes off them. It can be hard to cope with that. Apparently he was working on a follow-up album, but you know, maybe we will hear the fruits of that in future, as is often the case. Stuff can be released posthumously, but people weren't talking about him in the way that they talk about Niall Horan and Harry Styles.
John, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime. John Maher there, who's a music journalist with the Irish Independent. We'll be back with more on the news at 1 in just a moment.